Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Here's the Scenario, a lovely podcast that you are currently listening to. Hopefully you heard from a friend, a pal, or a foe, but either way, we're happy to have you on our show. I'm one of your hosts, Michael Cannon. With me, as always,
is Mike Feeney, and also
Brendan Sagalow.
And we have a lovely guest.
Hello.
We have a great guest.
Hello.
With the best jacket that we've ever seen inside of the studio, dude.
Hello. I came in hot with the jacket game. I'm sorry.
No, you came in hot with the fact that it sounds like you've been swallowing
what?
Fire.
Yeah, what happened? What did you do last night?
Usama Siddiqui, everybody. Yeah.
Hello. What's up, guys?
Let me tell you this. I love the jacket. Love the design. I know right now for a fact that is way too heavy for this.
Is that
climate.
Too hot?
Yeah.
It is too hot.
Yeah.
It was in the morning I walked out. You know when you walk out for a quick errand in the morning and you go back home?
Uh-huh.
And then you go out with the morning weather.
Right. Yeah,
right. Yeah.
So I walked out with the morning.
It was morning crisp.
Morning crisp, 8 a.m.
Yep.
But I'm doing it for 2:30.
I have
bad move.
I have never once properly dressed for two parts in a day.
I never.
Now,
never.
Here's the good part about this is that while this must be a hot nightmare now, in about 4 hours, you're back.
Oh, yeah.
You're back.
Well, this jacket is so cool. On the way here, a homeless guy was asking for change, mid-question stopped and was like, "It's a good jacket."
Yeah.
The jacket is so cool. It made him stop worrying about his own life.
It reminds him of the rug he slept on last night.
Yeah. Dude, your voice sucks right now.
Like, I apologize.
If I was listening to this, I'd
what happened?
Go ahead and use that water.
Were you doing Molly with Zac Efron?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and drink some of that water, buddy.
Tell me what that Paul and Spring tastes like.
Yeah.
Just throw some ginger at my face.
You ever hear Zac Efron during his like Molly days when he was like Neighbors or whatever during the press tour?
Yeah.
He sounds like you. He was like, how are you?
Yeah. I'm not excited for High School Musical 4. Yeah.
That Coke in the back of the throat kind of thing.
High School Musical 4 canceled.
This might be like
polyps.
I will say this already. I don't know if it's because of all the jacket talk or whatnot.
Yeah.
I'm getting very warm already.
I'm overheating.
Sweating.
I'm cold.
I need either a fan or maybe we
what
can turn
that?
The AC
is
back
that
off.
Silk?
There has Dazzle to be
cloth?
Some sort of.
Is that a pool?
Guys, this is like a. So feel this? It's like a sort of Michelin Manny.
It's like what you cover
a
billiards
it's
like table with.
It's like a tarp.
Felt?
No, it's like when you put, when you're protecting the billiard
the cover
table.
Of it? Yeah, like
cover.
A pleather?
Like a tarp.
No, I think this
tarp-y.
Is more of a...
winterizing a pool?
Like a silky, this would be terrible in the rain. It would get wet.
Yeah.
It's a silk-like fabric.
It's getting hot as fuck.
My question is, how do you keep that shirt so white and unstained?
Dude, I don't even know, but look at the neck. I'm like a brown sweater, so my neck sweats. I got a brown
sure
ring
are.
Of fire.
And I'm a white sweater.
You are not a white sweater. You are a yellow
a
sweater.
Red sweater. Yeah, dude.
White people are yellow sweaters.
Yeah. Does that not
so
happen?
Gross.
But you know what that's from.
Is that a...
What?
Yellow, what? Yellow,
yellow the color.
Yellow the staining on it. It happens if you wear antiperspirant versus regular deodorant. Is antiperspirant mixed with sweat. Creates the yellow chemical. If you sweat normally, it's not yellow unless you wear that. And that's those compounds. So whenever you see people with, does this blow in your mind?
I don't believe a word you're saying.
Google it. I'm confident.
No, I've heard about this. Yeah. The idea of the finding the right deodorant for your pits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
like, that's what creates yellow. Because I used to have like yellow white shirts and then I switched deodorants. Don't have them anymore.
Yeah. You just buy a new shirt.
The secret is
using. I also got rid of the shirts.
Yeah.
You gotta wear women's deodorant, apparently.
I heard women's deodorant.
I wear it.
Get on that.
I thought you were making
See?
A cultural thing.
When your sweat reacts with chemicals such as
with me.
Active ingredients in your antiperspirant, laundry detergent, or bacteria, it turns yellow.
The amount of dumb Correct Google searches that have occurred yeah. because of male podcasts, we're like, hey, ask a, how big is Buscemi's dick?
We should start,
that
you know
what, is the show.
You know what is the thing, though?
My, our podcast, too, is just like, ah, was Genghis Khan gay? And
then I'll say this. I think we're leaving a lot of money on the table because everyone always goes, Jamie, give that a Google. Do the Google this. Nicole, Google this. Yep. We should start being like, yo, let's duck, duck, go this.
Yes.
And then we'll yeah. get some money.
Bang it. Brilliant idea.
Bang it.
Let's, yeah. let's hit up. Let's do that.
Duck, duck, go.
That's Bing.
Nicole, idea. Duck, duck, go that. Bing duck, that. Duck, go is so much more fun.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Say
duck,
it.
Duck,
one.
Go. I don't know. I don't believe it's a real website.
What? It's not only a website. It's a browser that that gets rid doesn't yeah. track your
Ooh,
location.
I like that. All right, I'm a duck, duck, go guy.
Yeah.
Google's DDG. Also fun. It's just been so ubiquitous, we forgot how fun the word Google sounds. It's pretty yes. weird, too.
Yeah, but I also Google. Think about it being a big company, you know? There's something about it being this, like,
drone
gigantic yeah. company that, like, makes me not like it anymore.
But they're still named Google. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, we're Google.
Google.
Dude, it sounds like
we control 6
million Jews were killed in your throat. It is. Yeah.
I apologize. I just
what did
fucking,
you do last night that you're talking like this?
I've been drinking...
Sand?
Yeah. AIDS cum? Is that your laugh?
I watched Lord of the Rings 3 times.
Did you
what,
last
a,
night?
What a contrast.
Mike, it's a cultural thing. Okay. Wow.
I see, and I respect
sensitive.
It.
You know, all Bengalis laugh at a higher pitch.
Yeah.
But, you know, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Now, I think this is for the audience to decide, but Usama's a great guest already.
Yeah.
Because we get to make fun of you.
Sure.
We don't really get to make fun
of you. Oh, really?
Yeah, we usually have, like, we make super fun of famous people on, and then we feel embarrassed.
And we're...
nice well, to take a break.
It's like, Usama, we don't respect you. It's going to be fine.
Some podcasts well, just kind of throwaway apps. I like it. It feels free.
Feeling, I promise you, feeling is so mutual. It's right there. I've never...
Yeah, he just came from Rogan before this. He's like, guys, I don't know why I agreed to this.
This is ruining my day.
Yeah. See, seriously, to me, I'm the get for y'all.
Yeah.
I know.
As a minority.
Yeah. I mean, we are looking for some of those Nimesh views on TikTok. Yeah. So.
This is your...
He was busy.
This is your, like, what, we got Usama once?
Yeah, exactly.
When, yeah. They, when they come at you,
you
on
are,
NPR.
You are in our, you are in our Twitter apology.
Yeah. Hey, Usama!
And our apology.
Let's not. Forget.
That's so funny. Our apology is like, and not for nothing.
Usama. Yeah, it was a half ep, but it was. You know.
Man, already.
We have questions.
Yeah, we do have questions. Some questions. So this podcast is a hypothetical-based show. Thank you so much for those of you who submitted questions. You give what-if scenarios, would-you-rathers, all that fun stuff. Preferential treatment goes to the Patreon, patreon.com/scenariopod. $5 gets you the entire shebang, 300 hours of post-date or previously recorded and only exclusive to Patreon content, plus the ability to ask us questions. First question. TJ... If you could possess one person and completely ruin their life, who would it be and how would you destroy them?
Possess someone like you can control them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go into their body and you just, it's like.
Didn't we do this last week?
It feels like we did.
We did this last week because somebody said that they would go in and just like. Jerk themselves off.
No, that was what would you do if you could possess anybody?
Yeah.
This okay. is a similar...
This is a sequel to the
this
question.
This is something with an objective.
Yeah.
So you have to find somebody that you don't like. They are ruin a living, breathing person and ruin their
You know
life.
What I'm thinking right. of is from...
Bruce Almighty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bruce Almighty was yeah. like...
Oh, my God.
My little nipples went to France. Dude, that visual that he does at the end where he's like... It's like so pure of fear and like
he's really good.
Cue it up though.
I'm forgetting that actor's name. Stephen
Carell.
Carell.
Stephen
Carell. Stephen Carell. Well, I know him like that. That's why Nicole laughed.
This year, Stephen.
Was that Steve Carell? Who did play that?
Yeah.
Oh my.
I'll tell you who it wasn't. Jonathan Stewart. Another guy. With a shorter
with
name,
a name
that I'm doing a joke where the name is now longer.
We're gonna cut that.
Nicole, right? I'm not kidding about the fan situation of some guy. Is anybody else hot?
Just no,
take I the shirt the jacket, off. Yeah.
You're hot.
Yeah, just pop your top off.
Just I'm not hot.
Dan Cook, I'm Comedy Central presents.
Full,
do it, dude.
Full tank top.
That's what this podcast needs. You guys start spreading.
That's great.
Mike has these moments where I think you're fully Italian, and I say this, and you keep being like, bro, I'm the most Irish guy on earth.
People have said that to me many times, and they go, Fini, right? Like, F-I-N-I. Yeah.
Fini.
Fini.
Yeah.
And then you took off your shirt, and I saw the tank top. I'm like, we're back to Irish.
Yeah. But
this guy's fucking.
Well, but this was also, I don't know what this is. I don't even know what this is allowed to be called anymore, but even for a while, it was a guinea tea.
Oh. Yeah, but you look like a Mozart doll. Like you've just been powdered, like a geisha lady.
It's funny that we have
look how white this is.
Dude, it's unbelievable. No, but that's the outside.
The whitest guy who ever did the Wakanda motion right now. Yeah. Oh my God.
That's to reflect the light.
It's funny that we have like an article of clothing that we just can't name. We can't not name it something offensive. Yeah. We're like, okay, we can't go with guinea tea anymore, but wife beater? Why don't we just call it a tank top? No.
Well, only shitty people have worn it across the ages.
Yeah.
You know, so it makes sense that it's like kind of an offensive term. Right.
Still, to this day.
I like a good WAP blouse.
WAP blouse. is that your fucking laugh? That's crazy.
How do I laugh?
That's crazy.
Y'all never hung out with me like that. That's the issue.
Dude, that sounds like when you have a balloon and you go like this at the end of it.
Also, you guys sound the exact same. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know why you think I'll have these hot laughs.
It's just like, occurred to me that I've never brought you joy until now.
That's the laugh I know.
That's the laugh. Yeah, there you go.
That's the that is different gears. Have to.
Car has different gears.
You sound like a haunted doll. like if you were sleeping.
Or the mischievous wise guy in the crew.
We've actually never hung out as ever. This is like our first hangout.
Definitely.
Really.
That's why we're all excited.
It's nice. I feel good about this.
So who are we possessing and how are we ruining their lives?
That is a good answer.
I feel like I would do it to you and just say a lot of
and just stay off Instagram for a week.
the joke is to get somebody.
The algo!
It's gonna forget about me.
Yeah, and just post one picture out of focus with no hashtag at off hours each night for a month.
Post you with a celebrity going like this, going, I met Jerry Seinfeld. Like, you know, the thing you hate. That people do.
It wouldn't even have to be a full thing. It would be like a one quick possess.
The Office tonight. Right? That was what it would be. Yeah. It would be an empty stage.
Are you at The Office tonight guy?
No.
Or like my workbench and it shows your stupid
number. Oh, God, no.
Dude, yeah, I've seen it before. I've seen it a million times.
Workbench is horrible.
Only your comedians who used to be electricians say that.
The workbench is just the fucking metal thermos next to their fucking...
Yeah, or like a pen, like an empty pad and a pen, and then just they write in like that script font, all I need.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one more thing you need, a bullet.
Yeah. That's funny, dude. Posting that to your Instagram, just a picture of a bullet and writing all I need. Be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it turns out it gets me like the most attention of it.
Yeah.
That would be so great. That'd you should do well that, dude.
I'm going to threaten suicide.
It doesn't work.
As someone who tried that.
It does.
A few times.
Yeah.
A lot. Not more than a few.
Oh, it's always kidding.
When it doesn't work.
You guys get that input, the perverse thing, right? Where you're like driving down a street and you're just like, what if I just fucking...
Yeah.
All it takes, right?
Like, what
was it?
What is that called?
Imp of the perverse.
What is it?
Imp of the perverse.
Imp of the perverse.
Like this idea that you want to kill yourself.
Imp of the perverse. Time. Yeah. Bill Burr has that joke about like crashing into six people.
Yeah.
Unknown infamy.
Yeah.
Do you guys get this? I get this sometimes when I'm driving on the highway that I think that like maybe in like a snap of a second, I will just like forget how to drive. And then like I will instantly... I have the very weird, almost realistic sensation sometimes of being able to kind of almost final destination forward a little bit. And I feel the impact of a car crash and like at like a good enough speed where I feel my like teeth hit like the steering wheel of the...
You're talking to somebody who regularly drives on edibles. So there's times where I'm like, do I not know how? Yeah. Do I not know how? And I'm like, oh, I do. Settle down.
It's like your mind goes on neutral.
Yes.
Do you ever feel the... imaginatory impact.
Imaginatory.
Nice.
It's of an imaginatory stature.
Again, the Italian public school. I'm telling you.
You got me back. The imaginatorium.
Imaginatory.
We're gonna perform my daughter's play in the imaginatorium.
Planes.
Dude, my TikTok just keeps sending me videos.
Holy!
You got that in?
Yeah.
in the bag.
Italian and
just
black.
Threw it at Nicole's face.
Well, holy shit.
That's one in the same. Sicily.
They've said.
Wow. In the bag.
I get a lot of like TikTok.
That's an Italian guy's like. Like reason he can say the N word. He's like, "Oh, I'm from Sicily." Yeah,
that's Kumi's excuse.
Hey, what's he doing? He's fucking breaking.
Feeny just pulled the whole fucking arm out of the table.
I know you did. And I took your satisfaction.
I think
you ever do that to somebody. That's one of the great pleasures of being in a relationship is seeing like the juicy last bite of something that somebody has prepared their taste buds for, and there's no way satisfaction can ever occur if they don't have that bite, and then you just take it, eat it. And say fuck yourself.
It's like when
the fridge, like the little cheesecake left in the fridge.
When you were saving behind cans.
And then she comes home and then she opens the fridge. You just hear this sort of like the silence.
Yeah.
Did you take my
Mike? Now
Mike. Did you take my cheesecake?
I had that moment to you.
Marissa Tomei.
Oh, Mikey.
Hey, Mikey.
Did you take my cupcake?
You took my last cheesecake.
Oh, that was Pesci. I did that to you one time when you were going to sneeze, and I pinched your nose.
Holy shit.
That makes me want to take a life.
Yeah.
You've done that to me. Nicole has done that to me. That is like a way that I get actually like out of control angry from it.
Nicole,
bless you. And I'm like, what?
Oh, my God.
And I'll just forget and swallow my sneeze, and then I'm like just left on the cum verge, and you can't do shit about it.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It's really fun to witness.
Sucks. Did I just lose my mind for a second? I like kind of blacked out.
You were driving.
Okay.
Mind not neutral, bro.
Wait, we never answered this question. Well,
I think we've answered it plenty.
we've answered around it.
Ethan Skullfox, would you rather have a third leg or a third arm?
Nice. Already have one. Am I right?
There we go. Got that out of the way.
Okay, Marty. You know what?
Well, my immediate thing is obviously to say third arm because of how much more useful it can be in situations. Even as of yesterday, I was trying to drill something into the wall. You have the hand that holds it. You have the hand that holds a screw, but you don't have the support hand to grab a screw and put it in there. So it's a whole. So I will say that is useful. Though, if you had a third leg, and you can constantly be taking pressure off of one of your other legs. Do longevity
That's the
of
answer,
your legs.
Yeah.
Even when you're standing at a concert on two legs, after a while, you could like use it like this. A little bit.
No, that's where it comes. It has to come out of your ass crack, right?
Yeah, it's like, it like this. Important. I picture it exactly like that.
You're like a demo
tripod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your spine would be fucking hurting just all the time.
Yeah. But you're almost on now versus if you're standing like this versus this. Now
it's got to be like that. You have to look like some sort of like Squidward. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
No, you're like this when you're walking.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, that's a cooler way to position yourself.
Like you see Doc Ock in Spider-Man. He's not doing any work.
No.
Doc Ock is just hanging out the entire movie and his legs are fucking throwing shit.
Yeah, he doesn't do anything.
That's party.
He's hovering.
Doc Ock is the laziest villain of all time.
That guy has been a million races and a million different things.
that actor?
Wilfred Molina.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Alfred Molina.
What do I sound like? I sound like a Bollywood movie. I'm like, how are they fucking bringing this guy in? And he's like fully Indian. I'm like, nice.
Wearing a beautiful sari.
Well, that guy from Succession
gorgeous woman.
Did brown face back in the day. The guy from Succession, what's his name? Hugo? The guy with the little neck?
You hate that guy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't hate him.
You hate him.
You're trying to take him out.
It's off-putting. It's off-putting, and a lot of people agree. But it is... But he was brown face in a movie in like the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was in Short Circuit. He was an Indian guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. They played.
That was okay back then. That was okay back then.
Still kind of okay now if you want.
I mean, dude, that's not even remotely the most offensive one. Soul Man.
Yeah.
With what's his tits where he's just in full blackface to
get
black body face to get a scholarship to a college.
Dude.
Juana Man.
Juana Man.
It's fucking awesome. They're making Juana Man too.
But Juana Man now is for like, that's becoming a trans issue.
Is it?
And you know what's funny about that? You know what's funny about that? I heard on the radio that Aerosmith's song Dude Looks Like a Lady came on, and I was thinking about that whole thing of going like, this song now, if it came out today,
like
would receive such backlash because of the whole implication of it or whatever, and people have really rallied against it. So, but then I looked into the song. Turns out there was huge controversy when that song came out. People were saying it was like anti-gay and all this other stuff, and Joe Perry and Steven Tyler were both actually like, I don't think this is going to be, it used to be Cruisin' for a Lady, and they changed it to Dude Looks Like a Lady because they saw they were on tour with the guys from what's the band, Jane's Addiction, and he looked, the lead singer from behind with the big blonde hair looked like a lady, so that's where it came from. And they go, we can't keep that though, but the gay community is going to get very upset about this. And the guy who wrote the song with them is like, I'm gay, it's funny, it's fine. And yeah. So like every time like the gay community comes out or like the trans community now comes out against that song, the guy who wrote it who's gay is like, I wrote it, it's fine, they didn't want to, I actually talked them into making that the song.
He's the original Elton John performing Stan.
Yeah.
Next
yeah,
summer, Madea's top surgery.
Yeah. Madea becomes Tyler.
Madea actually be so becomes
much,
a woman.
So much less Madea, makeup for him.
The woke Madea. Madea's top surgery. Talk the talk, Tyler. Talk the talk.
I also think as far as like scrutiny goes, you got to put like you have to put that in your head. Like what are people going to freak out more about? My third arm? Or this crazy Squidward body I got going. So I thought it's easy to get like a job behind a desk. Like if you're like, okay, this is the most normal I could feel is.
But here's the thing, what about
sitting
countries
at
though?
A desk.
Countries. If you have a third arm, you go to India, you're a god now.
That's
really?
Right.
Really?
Yeah. Hindu really? Shit. Hindu shit. They all,
right.
Whenever babies have like deformed heads, they like worship them. In
would
like
they give,
very rural areas.
Wait, if I showed up there with three arms, are they just giving me a cow when I get to the airport?
Like to fuck and to milk. One for each use.
Well, it's like getting two queen beds in a hotel room.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
The thing that's interesting is also now you don't even have to work behind a desk. You could just be a online superstar.
Oh, yeah. Because
you're like,
yeah.
The I overcame adversity by having these three weird arms. And then everyone's like, oh, you go, Brendan. You're great.
Right.
You know? And then
you don't even need to do that. You don't even need to be like the guy that's like, I came from the butt. There are people
you
on
could just
TikTok.
Juggle.
You can dance to a song.
Oh, yeah.
And not even mention that you have a third
and
arm.
And then when it comes out.
Came to the comments, didn't disappoint.
And then when. And,
everybody
then,
in the comments like, yo, that third arm's helping him.
Yeah. But that's how you plan it because as that rolls out, that's part of the PR package the whole time was for them to, you don't have to address it until they address it. Then when everyone's talking about it, then you go, yes, you guys, as you know, I have this yeah, other yeah. little arm.
And it's like,
up.
It's like, make sure the handle also is making, you know, in it. Sometimes they have the forearms or like Life Lover 85. It's like, talk about the arms and the handle.
Yeah.
Four arms guy.
You gotta mention the arms.
Yeah. Arm. Trace Armos.
Trace Armos 69.
Or you just never mention it.
Now, does that include hand? Because an arm is not necessarily full hand.
This
you get a big hand.
You have
you
15
get,
this
you
is
get
an
a
arm.
Spork
yeah.
at the end.
You have 15 fingers. It's a clone of your.
And
how about this? How about
how
it's a clone
control.
Of your non-dominant arm, though? So it's not like
well,
you can write.
Well, this is the one that has the good thumb, so that works perfect.
Yeah, but I'm saying you can't use it to write and do things like that.
But I can do anything. I'm actually ambidextrous.
Okay. See, I can do anything.
I can do anything.
Isolate that, please.
I can do anything.
I like that that's like the your snap judgment thing to say is I can do anything.
I'd like, to, I'd like to take you to the top of a roof and you can show me how you fly.
Well, we all know someone can't fly, Feeny.
Unless...
I can do anything. All right.
I don't even know what that question was.
That was the arms or legs.
Oh, yeah.
Arms or legs. Talking good, because I deleted it.
Great.
Next question. Nicole, how much are we in?
23.
Oh, excellent. Serna Style. HTS Biker Gang. You boys are now Sons of Anarchy and love the feel of roaring steel between your legs.
Whoa.
Hell yeah, dude.
Who's the chapter president? Who runs the guns and who gets shivved by a rival gang?
I'm shiv guy.
You're shiv?
You're going to get shivved?
Immediate shiv guy.
What? You
I'm a loud
probably.
Guy.
You are,
I'm a little,
you are
they hear the laugh. They're like, what the laugh?
Yeah.
Like, that's a I wouldn't believe you. I wouldn't believe you because I don't believe your laugh.
Mm. Really?
I don't believe your voice.
What was that? Was that a... That sounded
my like, voice has a lot of range to it.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm okay with
I get into it.
I would think you're like a cop.
Really?
I would say you do have slippery. You do have slippery vibes. You have CI vibes. You know what I mean.
You got cop.
You're
vibes.
Dressed like a CI.
Yeah, but I'm too clear to be one. I'm just a cop. You know what I mean? Like, you have the, like, you're the guy who's tipping me off where the deal's going down, and you're trying to play both sides. And that's one of the episodes where later in the season you show up like, what's going on, drug kingpins?
Yeah. Where's the party?
And they close the door.
Feeny's the chapter president that is also talking to the FBI.
Yeah, I'm getting out of this clean.
Oh, we're all talking to the FBI.
No, because you're the one that gets, you also.
No, you're the only one that believes in loyalty, family, forever. We're all talking
Mike
to the FBI.
Mike is the gun runner with an eye patch. Yeah.
No, I feel like Brendan meets with a guy, but behind like a restaurant or something. Like, meet me over here.
To blow him?
No.
I think Mike would be so good at gun running. Because I
would be too afraid
the,
you guys would kill me. I wouldn't talk to the FBI.
I think here's why I think Mike would be the best at the gun running. Because number one, I think the,
with those
the
knees?
Power.
With those knees.
Gun walking. Gun limping. Now
he's already running some guns.
I do think it's a two-prong effect of A, you would like the feeling of you just checking the shotguns and doing that. It's such a manly machismo activity. Like, you'd be very excited about it. But also, I think if any of us were the gun people instead of you, you would get too paranoid. So I think that would be. So I think you kind of by de facto have to have that.
The funny thing would be is like with Brendan and I, you know, this we've done this dance before. I would get so if I was in a gang, then if I was in charge of gun running, I'd be like consumed with power. So at some point I'd be making Brendan dance by just shooting at him. Like 100% just shooting directly at his toes.
No, you don't want to do that, dude.
Why?
Then we gotta have a sit down.
Oh, well, you say one more knee thing and you're getting capped in the ankle, buddy.
Well, yeah, I mean, then you'd have to die because I'm a made man. You don't touch a made man.
Made in Manhattan.
the mafia, the guy who's in the mob who gets those confused. When am I going to become a made in Manhattan? You mean made man. First of all, you got to know what it is. All right.
And we meet in the Bronx.
Oh, sorry, Tony. First of all.
So you get killed.
I get killed.
You are just nondescript.
I'm just a
victim.
Soldier, man. You're Jesse Plemons.
You're the guy when they raid the building. You're just like, hey, what's that?
I get a line? That's great. I'm a line. I get a line? A speaking part?
That's an extra
it's an under
650.
Five. No, it's an under five. Relax.
No, I feel like Jesse Plemons in Black Mass. Have you seen Black Mass?
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm talking to the feds, but I go, I'm not a rat. All right?
No.
I'm not a rat.
That movie had
So this is everything.
That movie had the best death scenes of any
really
movie.
Good. Really good.
They're just walking in a field and then it's still mad surprising.
Dude, that scene where he's talking to the dude from Stranger Things. Have you guys seen the movie?
Yeah, it's disappointing. I thought it was good.
Really?
Depp played well.
It's scary.
Nicole, what's the Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah.
Score?
No, the acting was really good. I thought the actual like formulation of the story stunk. Man.
Yeah, it was a little all over the place. It was a little all over the place, but I think it was a good movie. I don't regret watching it.
No.
What movie? What are we talking
Black Mass?
Black Mass.
Where'd you go?
I was asking Nicole to Google, and then I was thinking of maybe it was the adult film I had seen in its place.
Adult film?
No, that was Black Ass.
Well, Mass also still works.
Black Masturbation.
Mass just works.
You know what you should do en masse is write us 5-star reviews.
Yay.
That's right. Subscribe, write a review. Comment, share it around. Word of mouth, that's the most effective way at telling your friends about this show and spreading the word. All of our stuff is at, do we still have the website, Nicole?
Good question. I don't think
Let's try it right now.
So we all, here's the scenario. Just Google us and everything comes up. We got the social media at Here's the Scenario. We have YouTube, Here's the Scenario Pod. Everything at patreon.com/scenariopod. If you want to support the show, support the boys, and also get your question answered on the program.
Technically.
And it's still up. Here'sthescenario.com has all of that. And individually, Usama, what would you like to promote?
At Usama Stands Up. Previously at Usama Bin Laughing. No longer.
Now, was that your decision?
Oh, that name was thrown out to sea?
I know.
Is that management's decision?
It was AGT, like, hey, we're going to have you not do that. And then I was like, absolutely, anything to make it.
Yeah, right.
Anything to make it.
And you know what? And then I did that joke on television. So don't have the watermark, but you can do the joke.
Yeah.
Who cares?
That's so strange.
And then follow my podcast at Your Mango Bay.
Good podcast.
Usama Bin Laughing is a great.
It was fun.
I know.
It was fun. Good times.
I used to be Dong Comic too.
So, for me, Dong. Follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/segstoriches. I got some road dates coming and hopefully more. I'm going to be in Rhode Island. I'm going to be in. Why do you laugh at me? Why do you laugh?
Is it one of those like,
Just let it go.
No, man. You just got on your knees and prayed that your career's going to continue in front of our audience.
You don't do that every day?
Not in front of our audience.
Well, that's what separates.
That's for Instagram me from stories.
That's hilarious.
Rhode Island
that's
coming up.
For Instagram. He's like crying. You're like, anyway, by the way, follow me at Instagram.
Yeah. Follow me at Instagram. and the Algonquin Theater.
Oh, yeah. Theater.
We're doing September a live 16th. Podcast and stand up at the Algonquin Theater in New Jersey.
That's right. Algonquinarts.org.
Yes.
In Manasquan.
Go get those tickets.
Please come see me at Laugh Boston June 2nd and 3rd. That's this week if you are listening when this comes out. This week, Friday and Saturday, 3 shows, Laugh Boston. Come out to that. Then I'll be in Cleveland on the 9th and the 10th doing a bunch of different shows for the Secret Society Comedy. Tickets are on my website, MikeFeeneyComedy.com. July, Laughs. Then in Seattle, Portland, Helium, the Comedy Store in Los Angeles. I'm doing a show out there July 12th. So if you're the Comedy Store, those should be on sale now. Get tickets to that. And then Escondido and other stuff. MikeFeeneyComedy.com. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. June 9th and 10th, I'm going to be at Laugh Boston. So get your double dose. Go see Feeney the weekend before, then come see me the next week. And don't you dare tell me who you liked more. tickets at MikeCannonComedy.com. July 13th, Phoenix, Arizona at CB Live. July 14th and 15th at The Riot in Houston. Then again, Point Pleasant Beach. More dates coming in. And Nicole.
Nicole C. Lines on Instagram and subscribe to the YouTube at Here's the Scenario.
Look at us. Look at us.
Yeah, baby.
Osama, are you enjoying yourself so
likewise.
Far?
Likewise. I didn't say hi to Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
My bad. What's up?
My bad.
Did you know there was a woman back there?
No, and thank God.
Your whole behavior would be different.
Woo!
His voice changes. He's like, hey there.
Oh, hey, what's up, babe?
My lap becomes like,
what color you like your sweat stains?
And how do you like your eggs in the morning?
And what color you like your eggs?
Next.
Hopefully both yellow. Sorry. Black mass.
Okay, not great.
Average rating.
That's pretty good.
It's average.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's a good one and done.
Johnny Depp. Amazingly, isn't it? Acts amazingly.
Is that a Bollywood actor?
Johnny Depp.
Where?
As have Johnny Depp.
Where we did
have
you go?
Johnny Depp.
I didn't hop in on that at all.
Good for you. Right. We're going to cut that out.
We're making
so
it louder.
It doesn't really matter. Yeah, let's make it louder.
Yeah.
Everybody listening. Yeah, that's actually good. They all think something happened.
That episode of The Office.
What the hell?
Episode of The Office where him and Holly are going to make up for the first time in the stairwell. They're off camera. They go, they're going to hear us. And he goes, not if I turn these microphones all the way down. He's turning it up by mistake.
I love that episode. I love that episode.
That's great. That's great. So funny.
All right, Tanya. If you could have any superpower, but it had a bizarre side effect, what would the side effect be?
The first part of the question?
Wait, what?
If you could have any superpower.
Uh-huh.
Any superpower.
Like speech.
With a side effect.
Yeah. We're all picking invisibility.
Well, now in the boys, right?
I would like love to feel factor. Invisible.
In the boys, does have the super speed does hurt
super
his
speed
heart.
Super speed is the worst.
It hurts his heart. Yeah.
Super speed.
Did you just chip your tooth?
Oh my God. Holy shit.
Oh.
Oh my God.
It's missing. Okay.
Smashed it.
That would be crazy.
No.
That's crazy. Oh my God.
Oh my
God.
It's
insane if your tooth was gone, dude. Oh.
I was on a roller coaster once, one of the old one at
stop. Like,
yeah, don't do that.
Oh my God. It's disgusting.
Should we all do it?
Should we all?
Yeah, I was like disgusting immediately. I'm like, I'm down.
Yeah, nothing.
Immediately, cool. I'm down.
There you go.
Oh God,
yeah, yours is
Mike
slow.
Is a little funky.
Why are you slow at it?
My tongue.
We're all going
methodically.
Mike is putting soul into it. He's putting his heart into it.
Yeah.
Why are you slow at it?
What's the problem?
We're all going
slow. When we were kids, we always had this.
Like, different.
We had this big dude. We would kind of like molest a little bit. You know, like you molest the kind of bigger dude in your group. And we would all do it kind of fast. Like,
right.
There was always one guy who did it slow, and it was always weird.
Yeah.
When you were kind of going
the
slowly.
Slow
the slow molest.
Yeah.
You need to get that guy out of the way.
Like, you need that guy so that the person you're molesting, which I'm assuming is a fat guy.
Yes, every time.
Is someone you're tickling, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You need that one so that you can all make fun of one of the molesters so it takes it off. Okay, we're making fun of you now, and now we're making fun of you.
What was it? Slow. That's an important counterpoint.
Exactly. It makes the fat guy go, oh, okay, so this is just what we do.
Yeah, I just put something together, dude.
You didn't put...
No. God, you...
You didn't put... As he feels for his teeth. You didn't put anything.
Make sure they're still there. No, I just put together... Do you remember that one episode where Brendan was talking about how people... You know, when people, like, hold you down and, like, try to titty fuck you?
Yeah, I was kidding.
Hold you down and titty fuck you.
For sure kidding.
I bet you were. I bet you were. Right. And then while you were just talking, you were talking about molesting and how it was, and Brendan goes, and of course it was, and you go, always a fat guy.
Yeah.
Fat guy.
So that rings true for not only your life experience, but also very clearly Brendan then reiterated that he was the big breasted fair maiden that his friends.
But he did point to himself.
Well, I will say this, and thank you for calling me a maiden. That made me feel good.
You're welcome.
Made in Manhattan.
Well, I do feel
oh
like.
Oh my God, that was good.
Usama gets made in Manhattan. No. Title episode.
I do feel like if you were cinched in, you'd have some real heaving bosom.
Yeah, corset.
So? Yeah.
Try wearing a corset. Anyone know what that's mean? Kieran Knightley.
I'm not even going to say what I'm going to say. It doesn't really matter.
Say it.
I was the guy that got tickled, but I was never held down and tickled. Like, people still to this day will touch my fucking tits.
We'll
you touch my tits.
But you also have a very...
Yeah.
You
touch
my tits. Yeah, I like them.
We had a guy, Samir Sant. I apologized to him many years later. Like, sorry for sucking on your tits.
Really?
I mean, touching on your tits.
Sucking?
Whoops. That's out of the bag. No.
Usama sucks tits. Titles.
Men tits.
It's different.
That's
yeah, we had a guy. Every group has
a guy. He was our tit plug, and we'd go to him anytime we'd need some titty.
Yeah. And I'd hold his breast and I'd masturbate.
It's called bean dip.
Yeah.
One day he...
I hate that.
Yeah. It was bad.
I bet you do.
It was a bad thing. It was a bad thing, bro. I apologize.
Well,
I'm laughing because I'm in solidarity with you right now, dude.
What are you laughing at?
I'm still laughing at it. I apologize for sucking on his tits.
Hey, man. Re-sucking your tits. Yeah. I hope this email finds you well.
It says forward re-sucking your tits. All right. Filling in my parking meter. Was hoping you guys would add at least one more sentence to
First
that.
Time squeezer, long time sucker.
No. You know how the Olsen twins say, no is a full sentence.
I just saw that TikTok. I hate that our algorithm. It makes me feel.
Welcome.
People will say the TikTok stuff, and I'm like, my algorithm is so left-wing.
What? Really?
No longer in anyone's algorithm. I'm watching, like, random prison shit now.
Oh, I love
prison talk.
Prison shit.
That's what I'm at, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, where you're like, how'd they get a phone?
Yeah.
But they actually do, they are allowed phones for, like, until the battery dies.
I have so many.
You know that? They give them a full battery of something.
They give them a 4-phone life sentence.
Yeah.
You got 2 more bars left. Don't fuck this up.
All right, next question.
That's my favorite kind of laugh.
That sounded so disingenuous.
I like that laugh. It feels like...
He goes, no!
It doesn't feel forced. It feels like I got it out of you.
Yeah.
Okay. Robert V. Robert V. 2001. If you could possess one of the elements of the Triforce,
oh shit,
what's
the
that?
Legend of Zelda, which one would you pick?
That's fire.
Triforce.
No, it's wisdom, power, and courage.
That's
Sorry.
Correct. That's correct.
Whoa.
Sorry about that.
Wisdom, power, and courage.
Yeah, Triforce of courage, Triforce of wisdom, Triforce of power.
Power.
I mean, ultimate power ultimately corrupts.
Ultimately,
wisdom, bro. Because then you'll know more stuff to
yes.
joke about.
Was the other one courage?
Boo.
That's way overrated. Yeah. Courage is a guy running into a burning building.
Yeah.
Yeah. What am I, the Great Gatsby?
He's the guy who gets shot in the beginning of the fucking, what's up?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck Damn that. Not in on courage. I do think wisdom, like you said, being kind of all knowing.
Knowing shit.
Yeah. But then you'd like never be funny.
No, but no, knowing more shit makes you funnier.
Yeah, knowing way more shit makes you being more well-read.
You'd be like, I know it all.
For not reading. He's like, I don't want to corrupt what's going on up here. I'm not trying to add any words to fuck up the magic.
It's a delicate eco thing and whatnot.
Fuck off, Alphabet. I'm good.
Fuck off, Alphabet.
All 15 of you.
Quit trying to order yourself and put it up on pages.
Yes. I'm a riff guy. Yeah. I don't do alphabet like that.
I'm more funny in certain situations.
You couldn't even think of the word.
What was I trying to say?
In comes the wisdom.
Not in person.
You said per.
I'll take the wisdom.
Wisdom, dude.
That's my answer.
I'll take wisdom.
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Wisdom. Convoy on wisdom.
All right. Next question. Nicole, what would you take? Courage, wisdom, or power?
Probably courage, just because you know my personality.
Right. Yeah, you are really a cowering mouse.
Yeah, you
I
really
think you're
are
wielding a lot of power with that fan over there.
Yeah, it seems like you're comfortable
pointing at
otherwise.
Really
yeah,
directly
you,
at
the
you,
drummer of yeah. the band.
I'm
you gotta have a
cold.
Fan aiming at your back.
I just realized Nicole is Gus Gus the mouse from Cinderella.
Oh, you've said that before, I
think.
What
is Gus Gus's personality?
He's very scared of the cat.
Yeah.
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 Who wouldn't be?
And he's also very fun, though.
Okay.
All right. Tanya, if you could only communicate by making sound effects for a day, what would be your go-to sounds?
Isn't that just what we do?
I mean, that would get potentially racist real quick. Say that word twice fast.
Yeah. Wow. You just threatened.
Someone just opened a door.
That was the N-word in Morse code. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty sure that was the N-word in Morse code.
Dude, that would be hilarious if it actually was. You got somehow taken down at your highest moment.
My eyes. Yeah. He's saying the N-word.
You didn't see he lowered the bill of his cap. It got evil.
I love the idea that, I don't know Morse code, but if the idea that SOS and the N-word are very close together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People it, just it, keep it, saying it. The N-word on the
Save our, what the fuck did
what
you,
are
just
you
say?
Excuse me, sir. Also, it is 2023.
Why would they even make a Morse code for the N-word?
Well, you get letters. It's letters.
You know, at what point is that even?
For, you know.
Well, you know. You never know.
Angry emails.
You understand it's letters that you're spelling.
Yeah, but that's long to spell it out. Usually it's, you know. You
every
can,
word must be put into
I
it.
I think after the first three, you know
hey,
where
Todd,
it's
Todd, from. Todd, maybe we just shouldn't add it. Every word should be added to the SOS.
What if they're talking about
alphabet.
That's the alarm to tell Brendan to stop. Okay.
That's Brendan's shut up alarm. Brendan, can I have your other water?
Beep, 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 beep. No, I'm drinking it.
You're not.
Did you see him miss his mouth? What would be your sound effect? Big guy throwing up? What would you?
You know, I like when my favorite sound effect to do is like calling my friend stupid, like the. I like that when I'm acting out like dumb friend.
Okay.
Love that sound effect.
Sounds like Scooby.
It does sound like Scooby Doo as well.
No, this is what you do. Okay. No, I actually have no idea. China.
That's Brendan's sound effect.
You get to the closest that you can get to actual words so that people can understand you. That's what you do.
What if you could always say Gabu?
Well, then everyone's just got to think you're a big baby. Randomly. Shut up, big baby. Gabu, Gabu.
Yeah, you're like, Gabu. Sorry. You're like, okay, I guess it means water.
He wants water, yeah. Do you want to go outside?
Yeah.
I Gabu. Think I'd moo.
Moo.
Like the,
that's so long.
Moo, moo.
That's more of a goat.
It is not.
That has a goat.
I thought you'd know cows better.
That does sound
at least goats.
If somebody knows a goat in here.
I have a lot of press button sound effect. Books.
Yeah, you're like one of those toys where you like turn the arrow and it lands on something.
Yeah.
No, a cow has more of like a. I'll do it.
A
hold on.
Slow
hold on.
Motion.
No, it has more like of a like a screech at some point. It's like
what the fuck?
Yeah, that's a friend. That's a distress. Cow.
Wow. Yeah, I was like,
Jesus, that, that's,
That's it's never that.
What deer sound like. You ever heard like an actual deer?
No.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like
that's like a weird.
The ones that scream?
Yeah. Can we? Yeah.
That's an eagle.
That's me when I see an
eagle. I heard a wombat.
I think you're animal deaf.
I'll tell you what. If I was listening to this,
you might be animal 15, deaf.
15, 15, 15, 15.
You don't know your animal sounds.
Oh, that's really good.
Turkeys.
Really chicken's good. More like
real. Oh, no.
Alligator.
A chicken is. This is some quality.
Holy
shit!
That's really like good.
This is a chicken.
Well, I feel like Mike is a kid now. So kids, fathers know animal sounds.
Yeah.
I feel like
you should be better with
what's going on.
I've been killing it with these.
No,
I've had three bangers.
You were a hawk.
Row.
Every one of your songs is M. Night Shyamalan character.
You were a hawk.
Yeah.
What was that?
That's the sound the giraffe makes when it dies.
Yeah.
You know where that's from?
Yeah.
South Park the movie. The distress Rip. Will be make a song sound when the
too cool. Here's the here's the synthetic. The three of you.
Oh my God.
The three of you wake up in a Japanese hotel room.
The four of us.
Feeny and Cannon are flat broke.
Nice.
Brendan has enough money to get you all home. Did you just start laughing?
Yeah.
How many of these are like erotic fan fictions?
Why are you laughing? Like, finish the question.
These get pretty erotic all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Y'all three are naked in an island.
Yeah.
Y'all three are bound and gay.
Human centipede. Who gets the front? Who gets?
We've done that.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing.
I'm always the middle.
That's episode one. I feel like
you're always the what?
No, you're the end. Middle. I think. Right.
Middle of what?
Yeah, human centipede.
Human centipede. No, you're the end.
He's.
It is not sitting well.
Gotta be the end. It'd be the cleanest meal he's eaten in years.
Double filtered.
Yeah.
So what is the question? So we're stuck in a hotel.
All right, so this is a fantasy situation. So Brendan has enough money to get you all home.
Funny.
But he doesn't know that yet. But he doesn't know that yet because he's tied to a chair. He also has amnesia and is fluent in Japanese and English.
Japanesia.
Nice.
How do you convince him that you are all friends and need to get home and the internet doesn't exist?
Where are we? Where are we?
What?
Oh, so I don't really have to answer this at all.
Where?
Great.
What?
Get home from where?
The three of you wake up in a Japanese hotel room.
Oh, we're in Japan.
Sounds like it.
Well, could just be in.
Let's go to karaoke.
You have to go home, right?
Little Tokyo.
Huh? Get home?
Yeah, we got to get home.
And only Brendan knows Japanese.
No, Brendan knows Japanese, but he also is the only one with money. Both Feeny and I.
Well, but he's tied to a chair. So where are
we? I got this, fellas.
Immediately, we're going.
Brendan Diddy. Mike Doody. That really is how they do it, right?
Uh-oh. We're going to cut that. That really is how they do it, right?
I think that people will understand that I'm not racist at all, and I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
No, but I think...
Let's all point the microphones at me. I'll do a press conference.
Here's what we do.
I am Iron Man.
Brendan has amnesia, so he doesn't understand. Oh, money.
Brendan, spell amnesia.
Amnesia.
Stop.
Drop it.
But
roll.
That did help. Amnesia.
No.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
But
amnesia.
I just fell into the internet.
It sounded like went into a wormhole.
Crazy.
You're Tron right now.
You're Tron-y.
Here's what we do. Brendan has amnesia. He doesn't know what money is. So we take that money.
Yeah.
From
well, then I have amnesia right now because... Boy, am I broke. Anyway, so your first comic coming to the stage.
Give it up for Brendan-san. See, I did it for you. All right?
Don't text me telling me to take shit out.
No, no. I'll do it one more time.
so
everyone...
A little more difficult.
Nicole, keep it in.
Brendan's warming up.
Dishonorably.
Brendan's warming up.
I'm pretty sure your fans aren't Japan people.
But even if they were, they'd have great senses of humor.
They're welcome.
We love everybody.
They're very honorable.
It's all good.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just goofing.
So we're taking...
It's all fine. We hate everyone.
We don't have to do this. We don't have to.
And that was all...
Guys, we're okay.
Yeah.
It's not like we're doing a Chinese accent. This is Japanese.
That's
bro.
Right. Yes.
They were also aggressors. They were the
All right.
Yeah. At now, the SS fucking Delaware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, everybody chill the fuck out.
So
Feeny?
Brendan has amnesia. We take his money. we tell him he is our tour guide back to America, and he's the only one that can get us there because we're going to go meet the president. He gets very excited by this.
Do I even know what the president is?
We explained to you. It's a big deal. Everyone's very...
You have no memories. You're not a fucking idiot.
You know what? Lies. Lies just create like more lie. And then, okay, so you tell me a lie. We're meeting the president. Then you got to tell me more
lies.
The
other option is I cut your head off and take the money and leave you for dead in Japan.
People think that Japan is not a hard place to get around.
Yeah, Japan.
If I like some backwoods.
My friends just came from Japan literally 2 days ago, and they said that everybody, you could...
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need a Japan...
Airport.
A Japan port?
Or American embassy. And that's it.
What? You just said a word.
Take me to the American embassy. That's
that
what
is
I would
actually
say.
Not a bad plan.
Not a bad plan.
Okay.
Idiots.
All right, good.
Why? Where? What's the option of... What's the option to...
Yeah, ow.
What about the option of just explaining to me what's going on?
Because once you learn about the money...
How much money do I have?
Also, you are a defensive man, and we know that. So if we, strangers to you at that point, tried to convince you that you have no memory and you need to, and you're our best friend and need to take us home, you think you'd be fucking receptive to that?
No, I would be like,
and you're hungry.
I'd be looking for someone who's filming you guys, and I'd be like, what is this? What is this for?
I'm in Japan. Is this a TikTok?
Is this a TikTok in Japan?
It's the level of amnesia that we're talking about, right? How much amnesia are we talking?
What do I forget?
Language, or is he drooling now on the side?
No,
he has Shinobu Crossing.
They said he speaks fluent Japanese.
I think that's a place.
So no interpersonal memories.
That's great. That was a great poll.
Yeah, bro.
What?
I just threw a fake geographical Japanese thing.
Nice.
I mean, it sounded perfect.
Shinobu Crossing.
Shinobu Crossing.
It's next to Samurai Avenue.
And Koi Pond.
Koi Pond. What? Koi Pond.
Okay, now is what we're doing. We don't have to talk about it. Let's keep going.
Yeah, what is your deal?
Your deal.
Deal or no deal. Rob.
And ladies and gentlemen, Howie Mandel.
He just puts on fucking Purell.
Yeah.
And a glove over his head.
The condom thing.
Do you know a bit of his I still remember to this day and every once in a while will
tell us?
Is the joke where he's talking about walking down the street and he like accidentally trips and then he has to act and like recreate it a couple more times so it looks like he's doing just like a weird dance.
That's great.
Street.
That's so funny because I remember an Ellen bit that was almost identical.
I bet. Yeah,
that's so funny.
She probably stole it.
Where she was, where she was like tripping. She goes, "You trip over something on the sidewalk. You just pretend you're running. Now you're like, oh, it's a good time to get a run in, and that's about it. Okay." Where she's like, where you start warning people, like, "Hey, watch out! There's a crack."
You sound like me, right?
Oh man,
Mike. That mic is my voice.
Unplugged.
Your voice has gotten a little smoother.
Yeah.
It's the water.
It's all the heat.
I apologize, guys.
No, please.
We're in there.
There is no reason to apologize for your silky smooth voice.
Great dishonor.
Rob Farina. How would you guys react to the pandemic if you knew everything we now know today? Pots and pans, pots and pans.
What?
Pots and pans.
Whenever we talk about the pandemic, especially medical professionals, we say pots and pans just to show them respect before we inevitably say something horrible.
I say we spend our time in the great state of Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was the 2 weeks that I was down there during the whole pandemic, which I was like, why didn't we just stay down there, was like a party. Like people just didn't, and it was terrifying to witness that.
Right.
But again, if you're saying knowing what you know now, you're like, well, if that's all going to go to hell, then I think. But I do think that we're at a point in society where if that tries to happen again, people are going to be like, yeah, we're not doing it. I think even I think even the most like double mask wearing person today would still be like,
they would lobby for it. There are forever people that are just socially fucked up that like are lobbying for to be the new way of life, which is completely fine. That's their fucking prerogative and whatever. But I don't know if there's even a way to handle it differently than I did. Like I just like I would love to have not lived at my in-laws for 14 months.
Oh,
that would have been sick.
Right.
But I don't know if there is even like a better way to do that while saving the money we saved to get to a place where we got to, you know, all that shit. I feel like
I would,
because we had to get vaccinated. So it's not even like we could be like, wouldn't get the vax.
Right.
It's like we had to.
Yeah. I would get the different one. I wouldn't get the Johnson & Johnson one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm still feeling the effects of it.
No, you're not.
Blood.
It's a blood clot.
he does the Japanese accent. Sorry, it was the Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah. Oh,
it's a good excuse.
Well, you're going for it.
I was gonna, you're going for it. Thankfully, you guys kept talking.
You almost jumped in.
We don't do that here. We don't do that here.
The water's warm.
Pots
there's
and
some,
pans.
There's
pots
some
pans.
Hot springs in Japan.
The koi pond water's fine.
Come on in.
Yeah, I don't know. What would you do?
Maybe get
I
a...
said it.
What?
Let's all go to Florida and get jet skis.
Yeah,
it was fun. Probably, it was fun.
Maybe get like...
You went down there?
I went down for like a week. Did a gig there, even.
Yeah.
And it was like packed. And it was...
Yeah,
Florida,
indoors.
They defiantly are like, fuck off.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, they're like, we're going to get more crap.
It does make you feel that in Texas sometimes, much as like you look at them from the national level and from like all the maybe like... overarching hot button topics that like seemingly are taking step backwards when you're in there, that does feel the most like American patriotic places when you go there, where everyone's like, yeah, fuck that. We're not doing that shit. We're doing whatever the fuck we want. And you're like, okay.
You know what?
All right.
I like
can
this.
I set something on fire?
You're like, absolutely, you can. Here's an M80. And you're like,
check your pocket.
Yeah.
This is what you do. I think you get like a pandemic deal on an apartment or like a house. You buy a big.
That was big for a little bit.
Well, the house thing though, I guess that would be like
2 months.
That would be like, how would you react to the pandemic? So, okay. So if we saw a potential pandemic coming in 3 weeks, like they're saying there's something hot coming out of China and we got to prepare for it. I might make a cash offer for a home in New Paltz today.
Quick.
Today.
I love that answer. That is a great answer. Yeah. I'm doing the same thing, but with Beacon.
New York?
Yeah, I don't know.
You like Beacon, New York?
I've actually never been.
It's nice
there.
Up there. Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's upstairs. Just very far.
Is it very far?
Yeah.
Far, far, far.
It's like an hour and a half away.
Yeah, if you're booking it. You're doing that drive?
Is that what you think?
It is far.
No, I'm just laughing at the.
You have no idea the schematics and hell that you're about to put yourself in.
The idea that, like,
this.
All right. Like, let's put it in the fucking
Beacon's
Google Maps.
It's 2 hours away, minimum.
All right.
You're
that's
crazy.
Not too bad.
Oh, no.
Every day?
Bad. Yeah. 4 hour drive back and forth.
It's not 4 hours.
Out there and back, unless you plan to stay wherever you drive.
You don't know.
The zombies are coming. The zombies are taking over.
Let me stop this. Did you say you've never been to Beacon?
I've been to a lot of bacon.
Oh, God.
So you just said the first word that came to your...
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I just wanted to, like, show you guys that I know places.
A place.
That I know a place.
Okay.
I wanted to show you that I know other places. Like, you said New Paltz. I went, that's a great pull.
Yeah.
Beacon.
Yeah, I'll
New
say Paltz that.
New Paltz is far, too.
Other, yeah.
It's $1.20 easy.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Synecdoche, is that a place?
Two, there?
Schenectady.
Two.
Yeah.
Near,
Poughkeepsie.
I got
near Poughkeepsie.
I got some New York in me.
What happened?
Binghamton.
Skindingdy.
Don't.
Skindingdy.
The city which not shall be named.
Yeah.
What would you do if you were?
I would start making stuff in a shed. I feel like that's a thing I never did in my life, and I always liked making Legos and shit. I would just shed life.
Yeah.
Shed life it.
I feel like...
I like
and not to be insensitive, I suppose, but I feel like I spent the pandemic in maybe one of the more ideal ways you can.
Yeah.
I made quite a bit of content art.
Yeah.
I spent a ton of time with my family. That's and yeah, great. And then I bought a bunch of BMX bikes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I had a special come out 2 weeks into the pandemic.
Oh,
it was perfect.
Mine was a month
it was
before.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Not great.
Why?
Mine.
Oh. I was like, I feel like it was okay.
I would like another break. Let's get another pandemic in here.
Look at you.
That was a weird time.
Let's get another break.
Beer. I was doing like the shittiest show of all time, and then I'm looking next to me, it's Dave Attell going next. I'm like, what is this?
What, like on a car or something?
Equalizer, yeah.
Yeah, on cars, so under funny, trees.
It was crazy. Everyone became the same level of comic.
I had a bat fly by my head while I was on stage.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, oh, yeah, this sucks. Pandemic's weird.
Remember the New York Comedy Club penthouse thing?
Yeah, that was cool. That actually was cool.
I filmed a special there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Brendan's special.
That was fun. That was fun.
I filmed an outside spot, huh?
That was fun.
Where is that?
It's on YouTube.
It's in the Disney vault.
It's in the Disney vault. Yeah.
Yeah. Tanya, last question. Actually, one more. Brendan, spell subpoena.
Go.
Oh, God.
Subpoena? Guys, come on.
Stop stalling.
I had two lawyer parents. I know how to spell subpoena.
Here we go.
S.
Nice.
Easy peasy.
So far, so good.
E.
What?
Oh, God.
No. Is what I'm... When I say is what I want to say.
No.
No.
I is also bad.
No, no. It's S. Subpoena. Huh? A.
Whoa.
There's only like two more. You?
Then get Whoa. To them. Yes.
No.
You know what I thought was the first part's going to be the fun little...
S-U-P. Like,
get that through and get to the real good stuff.
Yeah. Sup.
And we're here at the second letter.
S-U-P.
Yeah. No.
I think this is getting old, to be honest.
Oh, this is a, this is a multiple episode?
We do this every episode.
Are they doing
this
a lot.
Yeah.
Are they going to get like a fan to do a super cut?
Yeah.
YouTube? I've had like listeners of the show come up to me and be like, yo, yo, spell a.
I love that. Spell yeah. four. No,
I'll do it. I'll do it at them.
I'll do it.
I'll go.
Do it at them.
I'll go, S-U-P-E-N-A.
It's not S-U-P.
I don't want to do it anymore.
Come on.
Subpoena.
Two lawyer parents.
Or S-U-B.
There now, we go.
So, Sabina. Subpoena.
Subpoena. Now this
S-U-B-P-E-N-A.
Okay.
Sabina.
You know what?
P-O-E-N-A.
Whatever. That's hard.
Yeah.
That is hard, actually.
And I never write it.
And I'll never read it.
That, I listen to audio.
Once that Me Too kicks in. That's a lot of subpoenas.
That's funny. I'm a virgin.
Last question. Tanya.
Because you have subpoena. Anyway. All right. Sorry
That's
about that.
That's great.
Hello.
No, that was
come
great.
On, come on. Don't worry about it.
I love that one.
I missed it.
That was fun.
I said I'm a virgin. He said, because you have a subpoena.
Fuck yeah.
Party. We're partying here.
Tanya,
a
if you have.
Sub penis. Let's go.
Tanya, if you had the ability to teleport, but only to places you've seen in movies, which movie would you visit first?
Boston.
I just loves mob movies.
Yeah,
so
all just Boston mob movies.
Yeah, Weekend at Bernie's. Just go to the Hamptons.
Yeah.
I want to be in the pedophile scene in Running Scared.
Dog Day Afternoon in the bank when he's getting
change operation. You just want to be one of the people in the on the
in
ground.
The operating room when he's getting sex change operation.
I want to
post
be in,
movie. Can you be a post movie?
I want to be that scene in the in what's that movie where he's like in that big sewer and he's like, I didn't kill my wife.
The Fugitive.
The Fugitive.
Fugitive.
Yeah. I want to be in there.
Yeah.
I don't care. And then she jumps anyway.
Yeah.
Film.
No, real answer though. I would like to be in Coruscant in Star Wars. I think it's a
Did
really
you say Coruscant in Star Wars.
Coruscant, right?
Coruscant.
Coruscant.
In from Star Wars. I want to be in Coruscant from Star Wars. It's a nice city. It's got, you know, it's bumping. It's alive. It's,
oh, yeah.
It's like it's like Tokyo in space. It's very cool.
What's the one from number two where they're in the fucking flying shit?
That's Coruscant.
Boom. That's the one. Oh, that's the one.
Oh, I want to that's be in the floating dance scene from Ready Player One.
Oh, that's a
oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, just being in that video game world would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the not whatever it was called before Pottersville?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, but what was the town
Bedford
called?
Bedford Falls.
Bedford Falls. That's a nice idyllic.
Hello, building and loan. Hello, beautiful Bedford Falls.
Turn it into Cosby.
No, that is what he sounds like. That.
You want the moon, Alice? Go to sleep.
Yeah.
That was a whole class of actor back then.
Huh?
That was a whole type of actor back then.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
his whole role was to do this.
Oh, yeah. You want the moon? Marry. Mary. I can't do it. Mary.
Oh, Mary. You want the moon?
Oh.
Oh, Greta. Oh.
Buzz.
Oh.
Buzz.
That's
the show, everybody. Yeah. Thank you so much to Osama Siddiqui for being our guest. And thank you to you guys, the listeners, for checking it out. Follow Osama. Follow us. Come out to shows. Support. Blow us if you got us.
Don't.
Boom. See ya. Scenario.